Fred Film Radio, Sydney Iranian Film Festival, Australia.
This is Cristiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio from the Iranian Film Festival in Sydney, and I'm here with Armin Miladi, the festival director. Good afternoon, Armin.
Hello, Cristiana. Good to see you again.
Good to see you too. It's our annual meeting to talk about the festival, isn't
yes.
it? It's a tradition now.
It is.
And in fact, this is the 8th edition of the Iranian Film Festival in Australia, which opens on the 18th of October in Sydney, before travelling to Melbourne, Perth, Brisbane, Adelaide, and finishes in Canberra on the 18th of November.
That's right.
So, and this year's programme is very interesting. It presents a mix of films by world-renowned filmmakers, alongside new talents or newcomer artists, if you want. And this very interesting lineup includes Jafar Panahi, Three Faces, which is the winner of the Best Screenplay in Cannes.
Yeah, yes.
And Mustafa Sahari's debut film, As I Lie Dying, which was presented at the Venice Film Festival. So tell us more about the program, the highlights, and different films coming from different domains, if you want.
It has been a very good year for Iranian cinema. Last year, we were very disappointed with not having too many films to select from, and putting out 10-12 films from a country is not always easy to find like really good films.
Sure.
And last year was one of the examples. We probably had only 2-3 films that we were very. It was just not a good year for Iran, but fortunately things seem to be different this year. We have had films at all major festivals in Berlin, in Cannes, in Venice. Peak, which was premiered at Berlin
Great
Film Festival.
Film.
I know it. My personal favorite
yeah.
film. I shouldn't say that, but I really love that
it's
film.
It's a great film.
And we really wanted to open Sydney with Peak, but because it premiered at Sydney Film Festival, we thought we'd change it to a different film. But yes, as you say, a great comedy and something that is not very common for Iran. People don't know much of Iranian comedies and in international scene. But this is very different, made directed by Mani Hariri, which premiered in Berlin in competition section. And it's a great grotesque of what is happening in Iran, very interesting story and great production. So that was the first film that actually we chose. Then, of course, Jafar Panahi, Three Faces, which as you mentioned, won Best Screenplay at Cannes.
Another great film.
Yes, and it's very interesting. And this, probably last 3-4 films of Panahi, I wasn't a huge fan personally, but this is very different. The story is very, very engaging.
Yes,
he's coming out of his own shell. I mean, his previous 3 films was more about his condition, not being able to make films, very personal. But it seems like now he's getting a distance from that situation and again starting to make great stories and very engaging.
Yeah.
So we have that film in Sydney as well, which also premiered at Sydney Film Festival here.
Yeah.
And also, as you mentioned, As I Lay Dying, which was the only film from Iran present at Venice Film Festival.
Yeah.
And by first time director Mustafa Sayeri. Very different film to the rest of the program, and I personally quite like it because it has that sort of art house feeling and different approach to filmmaking, long takes.
It's a story that you just
need to absorb and watch what is happening and something that unfolds throughout the film.
And it's a family story, isn't it?
It is
about
a family
three
story.
Sisters.
It's based based on William Faulkner's As I Lay Dying. But his own personal interpretation of the story, of course, and also we have 2 other films from first time directors, Hat Trick by Ramtin Labwafi, which premiered at Shanghai. It's a very engaging, mysterious kind of film about these two couples who on a road trip they find an inciting story that happens for them during the way, and then they faced some truths, that hidden truths about, they find some truths about each other that changes their lives. So that's a quite interesting story as well. And the other first time filmmaker we have is Amir, which premiered at Kala Vivari, and that was the only Iranian film present at Kala Vivari as well, directed by Nimai Aqlimi. That also very interesting art house approach to filmmaking. I love the cinematography of it, very unusual filming characters and the camera has its own character in this film to make that the sort of mood that the filmmaker has been looking for. It's a great psychological drama, and I hope people would enjoy it. Apart from these three and Mani Hayri and Jafar Panahi that we mentioned, we have also films from other veteran directors like Bahman. We have Bahman Farmanara's latest film, Tale of the Sea. As you might know him, he is one of the most established filmmakers of Iran. When he went back to Iran after studying UCLA, he produced two very important films. One was The Cow by Darush Mehrjooi, one of the pioneers of Iranian New Wave, and the other one was the first film of Abbas Kiarostami, The Report, that he produced. And he has done many great films, and a very established director. We are very lucky to have this film here premiering in Sydney. And of course, the actress Fatema Motamedaria is going to join us
as a guest, which is wonderful
news for us. First time she's going to be in Sydney and Melbourne hopefully very interesting Q&A about this film and about her work in general, which happens in Sydney on 19th and in Melbourne for the opening night on 25th of October. This is another great film that we have in the program. Also, another interesting film in my opinion is Hindi and Hormuz, which reminds us of that Iranian cinema of 90s era. You would remember films from Amir Nadiri that was filmed in south of Iran.
That kind of style, style.
Exactly, yeah. That cinematic style. Very raw kind of filmmaking, using non-actors as main actors. And the film premiered in Berlin in Generation, which was received very well by the critics, by second-time filmmaker Abbas Amini. So as you can see, we have selected films from different type of filmmakers and different genres. And this year, something very interesting we have is The Lost Strait, which is a war movie. In that genre, we haven't had many Iranian films that have been that we would be able to show outside, because the war stories usually either are very like propaganda type of films, or they don't relate to audience outside. But this is a very interesting film, and we have the international premiere of The Lost Strait. A great production, very a personal story into the war between Iran and Iraq, which happened in the 80s and lasted sadly for 8 years. But that's one of the longest wars of 20th century. The film reminds me of Saving Private Ryan, type of story. So great cinematography. So I hope you get a chance to see it on the big screen, especially. And we have an Afghani film, which Iranian Afghani film by these Afghani brothers, Rona Azim's Mother, which premiered last week in Busan Film Festival and won one of the two.
One of
the two main awards at Busan, and the film is also selected as Afghanistan entry for the Oscar this year. So I hope people can get a chance to see it. It's about this migrant family from Afghanistan who live in Iran, and the problems they face with the Iranian laws for migrants, which are quite sad when you find out.
And quite current as well.
Yes, quite current as well. And the other film we have is, which is the opening night of Sydney, is Sly, which is another comedy. This year we have two comedies. I'm very excited.
Unbelievable. And this is actually my next question, so go on, but I will come back.
Okay, so I won't talk about it much, and I'll leave it for you to ask me. The other as usual, we have a retrospective.
Yeah.
And this year we have The Blue Whale by Rashan Bani Etemad, Bronze Leopard at Locarno Film Festival when it came out in 1995. We have a restored version of it, and the reason we chose this film is, of course, Fatima Motamedaria acts in the film, one of her early films, and also Izzatullah Intizami, who passed away about a month ago at the age of 94, one of the greatest Iranian actors, sadly passed away, and he's appearing in this film in a very interesting role as an older man who falls in love with this girl from village, and all the taboos around that, and the marriage of them. So great story, and we are very happy to have the restored version of it playing at the festival.
That's good. It's a really interesting program. There is something for everybody.
That's true. Yeah,
in terms of genre and different type of films. Actually, going back to what you were saying about Pig, you recently said that, and I'm quoting your statement, that despite political and economic challenges, 2018 has been a great year for Iranian cinema, as you were saying before, on the international stage. Iranian cinema is recognized internationally for its minimalism and challenging social themes. But there is also a growing Iranian audience for comedy. And could you please elaborate on this and tell us, are we witnessing a shift in Iranian cinema towards lighter and softer scenes?
It's very interesting when you look at what's happening inside Iran in more sort of commercial scene. We have seen, I think from 2-3 years ago, this trend started, that filmmakers and producers and cinema owners, they realized comedies are doing very well in Iran, and we didn't have many good comedies. I mean, most of the comedies that are made in Iran, they are made very specific to Iranian audience. If you play for non-Iranians, probably they wouldn't enjoy as much, which is true with a lot of cultures, because a lot of jokes are specific.
Yeah,
what they say
very
might not
culturally
translate.
Related.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But so that started happening in 2-3 years ago, when all the box office records started to sort of go to comedy films one after the other. And interestingly, more filmmakers who we wouldn't expect to make comedies, like Mani Hari, for example, started making comedies, and 50 Kilos of Cherries, which was a box office hit when it came out and was made for Iranian audience, a very commercial film, very different to anything else he had done, and other filmmakers started to make comedies.
Yeah.
But now we see that the comedy is changing the way they are making it in Iran, and now even they are trying to make comedies that would also translate to international audience, and they can show it at the festivals. Yeah, so we see now they are making comedies that also go to the festivals. As I mentioned, Pig was premiered in Berlin in competition, which is a great great start for any film. And also Sly, which premiered in Busan Film Festival, another comedy by veteran director Kamal Tabrizi, who is known for, probably he has two of the best comedies of Iranian cinema. But they haven't been shown outside. I don't think they would be suitable for our audience outside. But Sly is a political comedy about current situation in Iran, about this guy who I think he represents former Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
Yeah.
And he's kind of coming from that background. He's trying to become go into the sort of parliament and all the funny stuff around it. But it is something that I think any person can relate to and understand.
Relate to that character.
So that's why we chose a comedy
for the opening night, which is quite unusual, isn't it?
It is very unusual.
Because it's not just a comedy, it's a comedy about Iranian politics.
Yes. That's
so
true.
I was surprised.
Yeah, I hope it receives well.
So. I mean, happily surprised.
Yes.
I have another question for you, which is actually related to the fact that the festival is growing, is getting bigger year after year, attracting a constantly growing out audience, and it's becoming a key event in the Iranian community in Australia. What's in your opinion the recipe for this remarkable result?
Well, thank you for that, and I agree, especially this year we have two cinemas running 12 films at the same time in Sydney, which is a challenge.
I forgot to mention that. This is a very important change, a big change.
It is. We always had one cinema. But we'll see how it goes. Hopefully we have enough non-Iranians and Iranians to come and support the films. And I think because Sydney is such a big city, there is a place for having two screenings, two different parts of the city. And also we have more films this year, and we have stretched out, so rather than having 4-day event, now we have made it 6-day, so we could fit more films. And we'll see how it goes. I hope that it is a good change. I'm very excited about it. And as usual we have 6 main cities touring with the festival. So
you're going to be a very busy man
for the next
couple of weeks.
That's right.
Well, thank you so much, Armin, for your time.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to catch up with you and talk about the Iranian Film Festival, which opens in Sydney on the 18th of October, and it runs in various capital cities until the 18th of November. I've been talking to Armin Miladi, the festival director of the Iranian Film Festival here in Sydney, and Christina Palmieri for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.